Auto accident leads. What attorneys should know before they buy. Auto accident cases are among the most competitive practice areas in law. Injured claimants rarely shop around for weeks. Most search online, make a call or two, and sign with whoever earns their trust first. For firms that want a steady caseload, that reality raises practical questions. Where do auto accident leads come from? What separates a good lead from a bad one? And what does it actually take to convert a lead into a signed client? This guide walks through the answers. Personal injury attorney reviewing new auto accident lead inquiries at a law office desk. What are auto accident leads? An auto accident lead is a prospective client who is recently involved in a motor vehicle accident and has expressed interest in speaking with an attorney. Leads are typically generated through digital multi-channel marketing, search engine ads, social media campaigns, email outreach, and educational content that reaches people actively looking for legal help after a crash. Auto accident leads span a wide range of case types, including standard car accident injuries, commercial trucking crashes, motorcycle accidents, pedestrian accidents, hit and runs, drunk driving collisions, road construction accidents, and uninsured motorist claims. Case value and complexity vary considerably across these categories, which is why qualification criteria matter as much as volume. Exclusive versus shared leads. What's the difference? This is one of the most consequential distinctions in legal lead generation. Shared leads are sold to multiple law firms at once. Often 3 to 5 competitors receive the same prospect's information. Shared leads cost less per lead, but every firm is racing to reach the same person, and only one will sign the case. Conversion rates drop sharply, and prospects often feel bombarded by competing calls. Exclusive leads are delivered to a single firm. They cost more per lead, but your intake team isn't competing against anyone else's. Conversion rates are meaningfully higher, and the prospect's experience is better. For most personal injury firms, exclusive leads produce a lower effective cost per signed case, even at a higher cost per lead. When evaluating any lead provider, ask directly, is this lead sold to anyone else? If the answer is vague, assume it's shared. Why does response time matter so much? Industry data consistently shows that 35-50% of legal business goes to the first attorney a prospect speaks with. Speed isn't a nice to have in this practice area. It's often the deciding factor. There are two reasons for this. First, motivation decays fast. A claimant who fills out a form at noon may have already signed with another firm by dinner. Second, auto injury claims are legally time sensitive. Statutes of limitations, evidence preservation, accident reports, and early medical documentation all reward fast engagement. The sooner an attorney connects, the easier it is to evaluate whether the case is viable. This is why many firms now use live call transfer rather than form fill leads. In a live transfer model, a prospect clicks to call from an ad or landing page, answers a short series of qualifying questions, and is connected to a law firm in real time while their motivation is at its peak. Firms using live transfers skip the phone tag stage entirely and speak only with prospects who picked up the phone seeking help. Law firm intake team tracking auto accident lead sources and conversion rates on a reporting dashboard. How should a firm evaluate lead quality? Not all leads are created equal, and volume alone tells you very little. When assessing quality, whether from a vendor or your own marketing, attorneys should look at a few markers. Qualification screening. Was the prospect asked meaningful questions before reaching you? Basic screening filters out inquiries that were never viable cases. Geographic targeting. Lead generation that performs well in one market may underperform in another. The channels, messaging, and demographics that convert in Las Vegas differ from those in New York. Quality providers tailor campaigns to your specific service area rather than running one national playbook. Recency. A lead generated this hour is worth far more than one generated last week. Ask how quickly leads are delivered after the prospect raises their hand. Transparent reporting. You should be able to see where leads come from, how many convert, and what each signed case actually costs. If a provider can't show you that data, you can't manage the investment. What does it take to convert leads into signed cases? Even excellent leads die in a weak intake process. The firms that convert at the highest rates tend to share a few habits. They answer fast every time. If a live call or a fresh lead reaches voicemail, the prospect is usually already dialing the next firm. Intake coverage during evenings and weekends matters. Accidents don't keep business hours. They track everything. High converting firms log every lead from first contact through signed retainer, often using a CRM or a client portal that integrates with their case management software. That visibility shows which sources produce signed cases and which only produce activity. They measure cost per signed case, not cost per lead. A $300 exclusive lead that converts at 25% is cheaper than a $75 shared lead that converts at 4%. Effective firms run that math constantly. They review and refine. Monthly performance reviews, examining conversion rates, intake scripts, and follow-up timing turn lead generation from a fixed expense into a system that improves over time. What should attorneys ask before choosing a lead provider? If you're considering a lead generation partner, a short list of direct questions will reveal most of what you need to know. Are leads exclusive to my firm or shared? How are prospects qualified before delivery? How quickly are leads delivered after they're generated? Are campaigns tailored to my geographic market? What reporting will I receive? And how often? How is billing structured? Per lead? Per call? Per duration? Will I have a dedicated point of contact who reviews performance with me? A credible provider will answer all seven without hesitation. Hesitation on any of them is its own answer. The bottom line, auto accident leads can be one of the most reliable ways to build a personal injury caseload or one of the fastest ways to burn a marketing budget. The difference comes down to exclusivity, qualification, speed of connection, and an intake process built to answer the phone. Firms that get those four elements right consistently sign more cases at a lower true cost, regardless of market size. Have questions about auto accident lead generation? Leading Response has spent three decades connecting law firms with motivated legal consumers through exclusive leads, live call transfers, and transparent reporting. If you'd like to talk through what lead generation could look like in your market, we're happy to help. No pressure, no obligation. Updated June 2026. This article was originally published in December 2022. It has been substantially revised to provide attorneys with a more complete guide to auto accident lead generation, including how leads are generated and qualified, the difference between exclusive and shared leads, why response time drives conversion, and what to ask before choosing a lead provider. Statistics and best practices have been reviewed for accuracy.